Well, greetings again in the precious name of Jesus. This morning I would like to talk about something that happened around the resurrection of Jesus, and I will be reading in Matthew 27 and 28. I am going to talk about how God used human efforts to quench the truth, to further the truth, and consider how he can also do that in us. So Jesus had just been crucified. He was buried in the grave, in the tomb of Joseph of Arimathea. He was a rich man, and he had an elaborate tomb that was cut out of the rock, and a tombstone that was put in front and sealed. But let me read about it. Starting in verse 62, Matthew 27. Now the next day that followed the day of the preparation, the chief priests and Pharisees came together unto Pilate, saying, Sir, we remember that deceiver said, while he was yet alive, after 3 days I will rise again. Command, therefore, that the sepulchre be made sure until the third day, lest his disciples come by night and steal him away, and say unto the people, He is risen from the dead. So the last error shall be worse than the first. Pilate said unto them, Ye have a watch, go your way, make it as sure as ye can. So they went and made the sepulchre sure, sealing the stone and setting a watch. So they sent this band of soldiers to watch the tomb, so that the disciples would not come and steal him away. They sealed the stone, which simply was putting something around the stone, probably a cord, and then sealing it with cement of some sort. This was not to make that nobody could enter, but rather that if somebody tried to, or if somebody did, it would be evident that someone had entered, someone had messed with the tombstone or the stone in the front. Now continuing in Matthew 28, in the end of the Sabbath, as it began to dawn toward the first day of the week, came Mary Magdalene and the other Mary to see the sepulcher. And behold, there was a great earthquake, for the angel of the Lord descended from heaven and came and rolled back the stone from the door and sat upon it. His countenance was like lightning, and his raiment white as snow. And for fear of him, the keepers did shake and became as dead men. And the angel answered and said unto the women, Fear not, for I know that ye seek Jesus, which was crucified. He is not here, for he is risen, as he said. Come, see the place where the Lord lay, and go quickly and tell his disciples that he is risen from the dead. And behold, he goeth before you into Galilee. There shall ye see him. Lo, I have told you. And they departed quickly from the sepulchre with fear and great joy, and did run to bring his disciples word. So the resurrection is a grand and glorious reality. It is a foundation that Christianity is built upon, that Jesus, the Son of God, was crucified. He was dead. He was buried. But he rose again unto life. But that's not really what I want to focus on today. I want to keep reading and again, just show how God used efforts of human beings to quench the truth, to actually further the truth. Reading in verse 11 now. Now when they were going, behold, some of the watch came into the city and showed unto the chief priests all the things that were done. And when they were assembled with the elders and had taken counsel, they gave large money unto the soldiers, saying, Say ye, his disciples came by night and stole him away while we slept. And if this come to the governor's ears, we will persuade him and secure you. So they took the money and did as they were taught, and this saying is commonly recorded among the Jews until this day. So these people wanted to make sure that the disciples didn't steal Jesus' body and then start a rumor that he was risen from the dead, a rumor that they wouldn't have the proof to deny, since the body would be gone. And the soldiers were there outside the grave, guarding it. And the angel came and rolled back the stone just like that, and Jesus rose from the dead. Hallelujah. And the keepers fell backwards and were there in fear as dead men. They couldn't move. They couldn't move. And then what would they do? Rather than admit the truth that Jesus did rise from the dead, they made up this story that while they slept, the disciples came and stole him away. Now, do you realize that generally, if this would happen, the soldiers would lose their life over it. They'd be killed for not doing their duty, for sleeping and allowing this to happen. But the chief priests, they gave money to the soldiers so that they would say this story that they made up, his disciples came by night and stole him away while we slept. So my point is that God used the soldiers. They were there. They were to defend the tomb so that nobody could come steal Jesus' body. And no one did come to steal his body. But Jesus, by the mighty power of God, rose from the dead. Had the soldiers not been there, it would have been a whole lot easier to have the rumor that someone stole his body. But here, the best story that they could come up with was that someone stole him while they slept. Something that they would have generally gotten the death penalty over. And that was the best story they could come up with. It was a lie, and unfortunately, even to this day, the Jews will say this is what happened. But we know that that's not what happened. The keepers didn't fall asleep. They were paralyzed by fear and by the power of God to do nothing but to witness that great resurrection. So there's many, many things to be considered in this. But I want to just take it this morning as ungodly men, know this, my friends, ungodly men will try to squelch and quench and deny the truth. But God can use even that to further the truth. May you and I take courage in that. May we never try to deny the truth, but rather embrace it, go with it, be messengers of the truth, livers of the truth, knowing that truth will prevail. Well, praise God. I hope that's inspirational to you. And may we all embrace the realities of eternity. And foundational in all of this is that Jesus Christ, the Son of God, did rise from the dead by his power and is ascended into heaven and sits at the right hand of God, interceding for you and for me. Praise the name of our Lord.